How wonderful our world would be if all those who call ourselves Christians would read, meditate upon, and put into practice the teaching that Jesus gives us today. The gospel command of Jesus is to love our enemies, our non-friends. An enemy is not only someone we hate, but it is someone who truly is not a friend. We recently celebrated Valentine's Day. We expressed our affection and love for family and friends, sometimes by sending Valentine's Day cards or chocolates or flowers. We love people who are like us, yet we fear those who are different. Christian love, as we know, is not just having wonderful feelings about someone else. Christian love is pouring our lives out for others, just as Jesus did. Christian love is treating all others with dignity and respect, even our natural world. Today we see the Russians threatening to invade their brothers and sisters in Ukraine. In both countries, Orthodox Christianity is their primary religion. 200 years ago, our predominantly Christian nation almost exterminated the Native Americans through deceit, violence, and disease. We find it hard to love those we perceive as enemies. One of the great Native American chiefs was Sitting Bull. He fought to protect his people. He had many flaws. As his people diminished, he and his people did try to live peacefully with the white authorities and settlers. However, Sitting Bull was deceived and plotted against. He was still considered an enemy. He was not allowed to live in peace with his family. Authorities, fearful of his perceived power, sent soldiers under cover of darkness to end his life. How would our country today be better if we had respected and found common ground with our non-friends, the Native Americans? Jesus tells us, love your enemies. He tells us to stretch our love out to our non-friends. Who are our enemies? A family member? A parent? A husband or wife? Republicans or Democrats? Political leaders in Washington? Authorities who make laws? Church leaders? Criminals? Gay people? Dark-skinned or light-skinned people? Egoistic leaders of nations? Jesus gives us an example of what loving our enemies looks like. These would make a good examination of conscience for us. Do good to those who hate you. Don't retaliate or get even. Give to everyone who asks. If you loan something, don't demand it back. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Be merciful, as your Father is merciful. Stop judging. It seems we often make judgments about people. Must they always be negative judgments? Could they instead be positive and affirming judgments of others, giving them the benefit of the doubt? Stop condemning others. Don't use social media to put others down. Give generously. You will receive more than you give. Good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into your lap. And you will also be called children of the Most High. The measure that you use to measure others will be used to measure you. The responsorial psalm reminds us that God is kind and merciful. God pardons and heals and redeems our lives from destruction. God is slow to anger and abounding in kindness. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Jesus desires for us to imitate God's kindness and mercy. Be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. It is not easy to love those we perceive as enemies, as non-friends. Deep inside, we know we should treat them with dignity and respect. We know it is better to find common ground through dialogue and understanding. Christ has been waiting many years for us to take seriously his command and put it into practice. Will our world be transformed through hatred and violence? Or will it be transformed by loving our enemies and doing good to those who persecute us? We look at the crucifix above the altar and realize loving our enemies or non-friends can be costly. However, God will not be outdone in generosity toward us.